Tēnā rā koutou katoa e tiwi hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo erirengi o te hiko tika. Iwa tikau mawhitu irātahi te iārere. Ai, ko te kai kōrero e whaia ke nei, ko te ahorangi tūhono ko Helen Patosis Harris, ki te kōrero e pāna ki tēnei mea te mate korona, me tēnei mea te shingles hoki, nō reira me tāhea ke tātou ki aia, tēnā koe e Professor Helen.
Kia ora.
Ai, ngam hi atu kia koe he whai wāhi, he whai wā ki te kōrero kia hau. E pāneki wene o ngā tūmama mā wewitanga. Thank you again for joining us to have a little bit of a kōrero around COVID-19, but also the fact that it can potentially trigger shingles. So firstly, are we able to start off with you and tell us a little bit more about who you are and where you're from and what it is that you do?
Okay, so I'm Helen Patosis Harris from the University of Auckland, and the main thing I do is study vaccines and the sort of diseases that we have vaccines for. So COVID and shingles are both on my radar.
Yeah, and just seeing that the kōrero at the moment has been, if you've had COVID, you can actually get it before, but now we're seeing that COVID-19 can also potentially be a trigger for shingles, which is quite serious.
Yeah, it can be, and COVID seems to infect us in so many ways, and this is just another one. And shingles is really common, especially as we get older, over the age of 50. And it looks like when you have COVID, you're actually more likely to have some shingles triggered. And anyone who's had chickenpox in the past can potentially get shingles.
Yeah, so having that definition at the moment, because we're also getting kōrero about the measles being around and shingles being something that you get later on in life. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's after the chicken pox and the virus stays in your body and is kept quiet, usually. And if you get, like, tight, really stressed as you get older or something... affect your immune system like COVID can, it can reactivate and comes around, usually around your torso, around maybe your back and coming around the side there, as pain and a rash. And it can be really, really nasty, particularly in much older people. And the pain can last for months to years.
And so around that study, has there been much evidence of it at the moment in Aotearoa? Are we seeing it actually happening at the moment? Has there been rising cases specifically following the last couple of years of COVID-19?
That's a really good question. We suspect probably so. We're hearing a lot of people saying that, but it's also really common. So normally... we get about 50 new cases a day in New Zealand anyway, so it is quite common. But when we look at some studies done overseas, it looks like there's about a 15% increase in your risk if you've got just sort of average COVID. And if you're really sick, it goes up, I think, another 27% risk of triggering shingles. So it's, you know, reasonable. So I think we probably are seeing more, but I don't think we've done the studies yet to show that here in Aotearoa.
Yes, we are being burdened by many of these different sicknesses that are at times making us simply uncomfortable and a little bit harder. We can't attend work and all these other things. But what are some of the major things that we should be looking out for?
Well, when it comes to shingles, if you start feeling a bit of a tingle or some pain coming around, especially around your torso or abdomen, and it's a bit, and maybe even a rash, go and see the doctor real quick, because there's some antiviral medication that can make a big difference, but you have to get in really early. So that's one thing that you can be aware of it. And the other is that there is effective vaccines. And if you're aged 65 exactly, you can get it for free. But you can also purchase it. It's a little bit expensive, but you can purchase from the GP.
I did see a little write-up about it and seeing something like it can cost like $350.
Yeah, I think, as we go forward, we might see that expanding and being funded for more people. I'd like to see that. I think that's going to be really important. But at the moment, most people will have to will have to pay for it, unfortunately, which is, but anyway, making sure you keep aware of the symptoms so that you can try go and get some medication that might help.
Mm. And so you're talking about if you're starting to feel affected, if you get in there early, then you can get these medicines. How about vaccines? Is there anything else that could protect us and prevent us from actually catching it?
Not really. I mean, it does tend to, you know, happen when people get run down and stressed, but also other, you know, get other infections. And just as we get older, because as we get older, unfortunately, our immune system doesn't work so well, and that's it's not as good as keeping it suppressed and down. So those are all, and some people, when they have other conditions, can be more likely to develop shingles. So, and you can get it more than once, so it's not very nice. So now we can prevent it, but also, you know, like I said, there's some medication that can help.
And that's the one of the main things. It's a bit hard to hear that there's something out there and there's not much we can really do. But as you have now informed us that there are things that we can do, and it's better to try and get it as early as possible. I have no further questions in regards to this, but any further information that you'd like to share with our listeners up here in Te Taitukero and Te Hiko Tika?
I think just be alert for this one, because being quick on it is really important, and if you really are, you know, really worried about it, that there is a very effective vaccine available.
Mm. Appreciate you joining us to give us a little bit more of a kōrero and a bit more of an understanding about the severity and I suppose the seriousness around us, really being aware of what we can be affected by and how it can affect us in regards to COVID-19 and the potential trigger of shingles. So again, appreciate all the kōrero today, and tāku kia kui tēnei wā kia matara, kia ora.
Kia ora, you're welcome.
Ai, ko Ahorangi Tūhono, Helen Petosis Harris, me wero ngā kōrero, koiara tētahi o ngā Ahorangi ki te whare wānanga o Tāmiki Makaurau, arā ko Waipapa Taumatarau, me wero ngā kōrero e pāna ki te Mateuru Tā, me wētahi atu o ngā māwewi tāpiri atu ki tērā, arā ko te shingles nō reira, ai, hakarongo tonu mai. Hakarongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko tika, iwa tukau māwhitu iratahi te iarere.